She sat in the back, sipping from a flask, not hearing half of what the preacher said. Dozens of times half the town had given him up for dead. No, he wasn't the town drunk, to tell the truth, he was sober much of the time. And he wasn't no bum, you could see him out there picking up cans just to make a dime. Now only the old timers recall that he was an orphan, and maybe that's what made him aloof. Dusty police files will tell you that he was a hellraiser in his youth. Rumor has it that he once wed a gal up by Tacoma Bay. And he developed a taste for whiskey when she packed her bags and went away. He's a quiet renegade who everybody knows, but hardly anyone in this old town remembers his name. The folks down at the diner would always leave him a little something out back, and he could have passed for a hobo if you caught him wandering down around the railroad tracks. He'd nod all the passers-by, but he never said a thing. He'd stay seated in the pew whenever the congregation stood up to sing. Then he didn't stop for a pack of smokes at the corner store like he did nearly every day. His lunch went cold and they found his dusty hat out along the West Highway. His usual park bench was empty every night. This time the town did give him up for dead. The preacher shed a tear, but no eulogy was ever read. He was a quiet renegade who everybody knew, but hardly anyone here bothered to remember his name. God bless all the quiet renegades, yet probably no one will. But have you even bothered to stop and ask them their name?